Today, we're on the third part series of top three challenges for small business owners. I am so excited today because we're going to be talking about conquering the daily grind with time management mastery.
Well, let's start the grind. The grind starts at 4 a.m. wake up calls, staying up late, sacrificing, unable to go to events, or you have to attend events for work. I will tell you this, I'm struggling with this. This is my number one struggle right now within my personal and business life.
You know, I'm going to tell you that the grind, like even just thinking about it, like gives me goosebumps because I love getting up at 4 a.m. I know people think I'm crazy, but that 4 a.m. is my time. That's my time when I can really get up and I'm extremely productive at 4 a.m. And, you know, I'm not one to stay up late though. So, you know, I'm one that goes to bed a little bit earlier than most, but it gets me really excited to think about it. And there are times that I struggle with the grind, but most of the time I try not to.
I think part of that is letting everything run you. And that's my number one problem right now. I let everything run me. I don't learn to say no. That's my number one issue too. But learning to say no is a big one because you have to start protecting yourself. That's one of the things I think we always put ourselves last, especially small business owners, especially in the beginning or as you're growing and building, your time becomes so limited and you always seem to put yourself last. But that's super important to keep up with the daily grind is to really invest in yourself.
You know, I really like to say that the struggle is R-E-A-L, real some days, because it truly is. And, you know, we are not very good at protecting our time. You know, we're just, I don't know about you, but I'm a doer, right? Something needs to be done. Someone needs to be helped. I'm like, I'm your person. I struggle with saying no sometimes, but I am getting better about it because as a business owner, I'm wearing 50,000 different hats and I can't be everything to everyone and be everywhere at the same time.
So one of the things we recommend is identify your common time wasters and inefficiencies that hinder business growth. Learn to delegate tasks. One method I'm using right now is the Eisenhower method, and it shows us ways to figure out what's important for us to do on a daily basis, what we can delegate to many people, what isn't really worth your time, and that is super important to figure out.
You know, when we talk about delegation too, it's you have to have that trust to delegate. Because I know you're just the same way about me on this. I have to trust somebody to delegate that to them because I know they're not going to do it as good as me.
That's hard, right? So I will agree with that. Knowing how I do things and having to let that go, because I may want it done one way, but somebody may get the same result that I'm looking for, but not do it the way that I do it. And that's super hard too when you start to delegate.
It is very hard, you know, and we tend to be critics about things too that we delegate. We're like, oh, they didn't do it this way, or oh, they're missing that, or I would have done this, or I would have done that. So you really have to build that trust with the person that you want to delegate something to. Take the time to be, you know, very clear, very precise, setting a clear expectation of what the task is and how it needs to be done and the results that should be given. I think that is such a big thing.
Setting SMART goals to guide your business and daily activities, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This is something I'm working really hard on right now as well. Breaking down your larger goals into smaller, more actionable goals and tasks so you can make that progress happen. Progress can't happen overnight on a major goal. It has to be broken down. One of the books I've read is The 12-Week Year, and that is super phenomenal. What you want to accomplish in a year, you've really got to break it down into 12-week increments, and that's super important.
Oh my God, it's so important, right? So we'll take for example, right? I want to grow 20% in revenue in a year. Well, you've got to really sit down and break it down to all of that. And the 12 weeks is a phenomenal program, but you want to sit down and say, okay, what do I have to do? And, you know, in this quarter, and then breaking it down to little things, what do I have to do every single day to grow my business, right? Do I need to make 10 extra lead calls a day? Do I need to go to, you know, certain networking events? Do I need to invest in marketing? You know, you've got to really break down into your daily habit and your weekly habit and your monthly habits. What am I doing to grow my business?
Using tools like time management apps or daily planners to organize and prioritize your tasks effectively. I use Time Doctor. It's an app that's out there. It will show me if I'm wasting time. It'll ask me if I'm still working on a task to see where my time is going. Because at the end of the day, some days fly by, right? And you've got all these tasks that you need to complete. And some days you fall short. And that may not necessarily be because you didn't plan appropriately. Things happen. Fires happen. As a small business owner, no 1, 2, 3 days are the same, right?
So very true. And you know, you may be thinking, okay, well, my day's planned out like this. I'm going to do that. And then you know what? You have an upset customer you got to take care of. So there are going to be days that are going to be challenging. And as a small business owner, you really have to overcome those and kind of plan in your mind. You know, these are the things that if it comes to me, I can kind of, you know, work on these other smaller things tomorrow. Time management is such a big thing. And another thing that I think is really important for especially small business owners is time blocks, right? If you use a time blocking technique, it helps you with maximum productivity. I'll give you a prime example. I used to manage a CPA practice and tax season, right? Stress, all these other things that you have on your plate. We would do time blocks where it was, you know, no cell phones allowed. The person at the front desk would hold all of the phone calls unless we were waiting for a particular customer to call. It was all those kind of things that we said, all right, we're not even looking at emails. Do you know how hard our emails dictate our day?
Yeah.
Turn it off. Stop looking at it. But those were our most productive times. That's when we could really pump out a lot of work. Is no phone calls, no distractions, no interruptions, and just focusing on the task at hand.
Yeah, minimize distractions and interruptions during the focus work periods are very important. One of my biggest distractions is my cell phone because everybody seems to have that phone number and feels like they can reach me at any time. And so I started using periods of do not disturb to try to keep myself from getting off task, right? The minute the phone rings, you're in the middle of a task and then there you go, you're off task now and you've kind of gotten away from where you were. And if you're a very distracted person like I am with very big problems with ADHD, it's really hard to keep going, right? You get off task and then you've gone off on this tangent and you never get back to that task at hand.
Oh my God, that's so very true. And I've been a victim to your do not disturb because I'm like, I go to call you and I'm like, dang it, she's got on do not disturb because, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of her just to talk to her and she's not answering. I know exactly why. And, you know, I think too, just being mindful of our time, right? As a small business owner, and I know you struggle with this just as I struggle with this too. Not only are we small business owners, we're wives, we're moms, you know, we're grandmothers, we're, you know, friends. We have all these other hats that we wear and we have to be mindful of our time. And, you know, I really think sitting down and truly planning out like your week and your day and stuff like that and finding a balance, you know, saying at the end of the workday, you know, I'm going to end this day at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock and I'm going to be fully invested into my time with my family. That gives you that time to where you're not being burnt out so much and you're able to just really relax and just replenish and recharge.
Talk about burnout. I can completely relate to burnout. And I think it's all small business owners we do. And that's one of the things where I believe that we really have to start looking at creating those clear expectations of what we're going to do and outsourcing tasks that we can get you know, kind of give up, right? There's so many things that we wear hat-wise and things that we have to get done, but is there things that we can give to our staff that can kind of take some of those things off our plate as well?
You know, and that's really important, building a reliable team and empowering them to do some work, right? Do additional work and tasks that you know that they're capable of and setting the clear instructions and expectations of, hey, this is how it needs to be done. When you can do that, you can really save yourself a lot of time and focus on some more higher level tasks that you need to do.
Outsourcing tasks such as administrative work, bookkeeping, or marketing to specialized professions or agencies. Also, you look at the cost benefit, that, right, versus handling those tasks internally and you say, okay, what does it cost me to not have to hire an employee to do this, but maybe I can outsource to a firm where I don't have to pay payroll taxes, I don't have to pay benefits and all of those other things, nor do I have to hire somebody and train them.
That's so important too, right? But you also, as a small business owner, have to have the funds to do that. So when you first start out and you're like struggling because you're trying to, you know, you're trying to figure out what 50,000 things do I need to do today, you know, but you have to really have that revenue coming in order for you to have the expenses to do that. But I really think that that is important. I'll tell you, we'll talk about this real quick because SEO is so huge, right? And I'm in an industry, in the HVAC industry, where, you know, I'm the small guy and I want to stay the small guy, but I'm competing against companies that are, you know, spending $30 million a year on marketing and advertising. That's wow. Not me, you know, and I've got to get my business and my brand out there as well too. So what I did was I sat down and, you know, I was like, all right, well, you know, we want to grow this big this year, right? And this is what our goals are for the year. How can I get that? Well, we need to improve SEO. And I started interviewing SEO firms, and it blew my mind how much it was going to cost me for SEO. Now, in my situation, I'm very tech savvy, and I have a background in marketing. So I started learning it. I was like, all right. I was like, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to work on this. And that's what I've been doing. And I've really been, you know, building out website pages and focusing on my social media and what we're doing in the community. And, but there's other things too that I've had to give up. You know, like I had a bookkeeping challenge where my CRM software was not flowing appropriately to my QuickBooks Online. So I hired a bookkeeper. I was like, listen, I need this to work, right? I don't have time to focus on it because I'm trying to focus on growing over here. But my bookkeeper is amazing. And, you know, she's working on things that I don't have time to work on. You really have to find what works for you.
Isn't that the truth? Incorporating regular breaks, exercise, and relaxation techniques into daily routines. I am the world's worst at this. I really need to get a focus, right? And this is probably one of the best podcasts for me to hear on a Sunday afternoon as we record this, because starting Monday, start the 4 a.m. grind and start the week off with a lot of expectations, right? And get results from those expectations. Exercise is key. I work in an industry where IT guys typically are high level stress. And they don't exactly take care of themselves. And you see a lot of burnout in our industry. And so I think it's important to set those relaxation techniques. And exercise is always a good one for burning off some steam.
Oh my God, I cannot agree with you more, right? So for me, I like to work out early in the morning. If I can work out early in the morning after that 4 a.m. wake up, that for me is the easiest part of my day because, you know, that's my time to really knock it out and get done. I try to, you know, keep a routine as much as possible, but sometimes there's just kind of things that are thrown my way. But I will tell you that, you know, me exercising, that is my mental release. That is my emotional release. That's when I can just take any kind of stress that I have on my plate and I can let it out at the gym. And it's hard because sometimes, you know, I'm a grandma, so, you know, being Gigi and, you know, trying to help with my grandson and, you know, but I really want to go work out, but, you know, I have all these things coming at me, or taking care of customers and, you know, building a website and all these other things that sometimes I don't put me first. I'm horrible at that, but I know that I am best when I can take those little breaks and those mental breaks and I can, you know, do a 30-minute workout or a 45-minute bike ride, or, you know, I'm at the gym for a little bit longer. But I also think, too, it's what you feed yourself, right? So one of my daily routines is listening to motivational videos. And that just feeds my brain. It just energizes me. It helps me relax, but it helps me stay in the right frame of mind, right? When I'm struggling in something and I listen to a motivational video, it just lifts me up that day and at that moment. And I, you know, I find them on YouTube. I pin them on YouTube. You know, YouTube gives me tons of suggestions for them, but it really refreshes my brain and my soul. And it helps me really focus on my day and what I need to do. And it helps me, you know, be able to handle whatever challenges are coming at me in the day too.
I think that's a great point, because isn't it like what you say, what you put in is what you're going to get out. And if you're eating high junk foods, you're going to get low productivity. If you're eating healthy foods, you're going to get better activity. If you're working out, you're going to have a mindset. Listening to something that's positive to start your day is going to give you a lot of motivation to complete your task, focus on your goals, and just make it an overall great day.
Oh my God, it is. It's so very true about that, right? And, you know, a lot of us, well, a lot of people, I don't suffer from this, but a lot of people suffer from FOMO, fear of missing out. I don't need to be at 50,000 things. My focus is my family and my business. And, you know, I don't have time to, you know, go lollygag around and go to all these 50,000 different things. And for me, I'm really respectable about my own time. It's taken me a lot to get to that point. But if my friends are out going to do something, that's fine. You know, I am working on what I need to work on so I can grow and I can give back to myself and I can really, you know, relax. I will tell you, there are times that, you know, I get home and I'm done. I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to leave the house. And that's my time to relax. And, you know, I really think that how you take care of yourself really reflects a lot on your business.
I think you're right about that. I used to have the fear of missing out. I no longer do that, you know, because I think about my mental and physical well-being. How do I keep going focused on my business, focused on my family, and not burn myself completely out? You know, a lot of times you see as you are succeeding in your business and in life, your circle gets so much smaller. And I think those people that are around you that are there to lift you up and keep you going in the right direction, those are the ones that you give your time to. Am I right?
Very, very true. My circle has gotten real small over the years because I truly find that you need to have valuable relationships, right? Valuable relationships of people that respect your time, and that, you know, are mindful of what you have going on in life, but also too that are going to feed you energy, you know, that are going to help you when you're struggling in your day. Those are the friends that are going to pick you up. And, you know, as a business owner, you have to be very mindful of your relationships, especially if you want to grow, right? If you want to grow, you've got to have the right people in your corner, whether it's personal or professional relationships. And it's so hard.
I agree. I mean, there's some things that I'm looking at now, you know, just from my well-being. I'm horrible about vacationing. My last vacation was December. Yes, December. It's my yearly trip to Mexico, which I thoroughly enjoy. It's my husband and I only just take a whole 5-6 days and just go to Mexico. But last year on my vacation, I had a client with an issue. And I'm doing a Zoom meeting from Mexico, my balcony from my room. And I never know how to turn it off, right? I never can turn off my business because it's all about focus on success. But then you kind of wonder, are you burnt out? Are you not giving 100% to your business to focus on the growth and development of where you want to go and where you want to be in 3 to 5 years? That's a huge one for me. So I'm learning, you know, the hard way. I've been doing this for a long time. And so it's super important that I kind of take a step back and refocus on my goals and what's important in life.
You know, and that's a lot of breaking down like your bigger goals into smaller goals too. I'm bad about it as well too, but vacationing part, we try to be a little bit better about that, much better than what you are. But you know, we do try to take like short weekends where, you know, we're able to get away and do something. And we do that as a family. And sometimes we do it as a couple, just the two of us, because we need that. That's how we recharge. But don't think that my laptop is with me. And, you know, if we're on the road and we're traveling to go glamping, I'm on the computer working until we get to the campsite. And like we camped a couple weekends ago and the whole 3-hour drive there and back, I was on the computer working the entire time. Once we got there, I didn't work, you know, as much because I dedicated that time to being, you know, a family and stuff like that too. And I'll tell you one of the techniques that we utilize, which is kind of hard for some small business owners, is Grasshopper, right? So Grasshopper is our phone system that we use. It connects to your cell phone. You can add multiple lines to it. But we set the times that our business accepts phone calls because we're in air conditioning. And I'm going to tell you, in the summertime, if a woman or a man is hot and it's 95 degrees in their house at midnight, they're calling you.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to be sleeping. I'm sound asleep at midnight. So our phones, you know, are professional. We have recorded a professional answering message, a voicemail, and they're able to leave a message. Now, text messages come through to us all times of the day and night. But we're able to really kind of set and turn it off sometimes too. But we also have the ability to be able to, you know, if we need to run calls on the weekends and stuff like that, because we are a small business, we're not currently doing that. But if we need to, we can do that because we have the ability to turn, you know, our phones on and off, and we're able to, you know, take care of our customers the way they need us to.
We do the same. We do voice over IP as well. Unfortunately, I'm always the one that gets the call at the end of the day. Being that business owner who's the face of the business, the whole thing is it rides on you, right? And that's one of the things I struggle with a little bit is I'm the face, so I'm the one who sold it to them. I'm their, you know, their account manager, and I've done all of these things for them all these years. They're coming back to me if they've got a major issue. And so I really have to work on this. Thank goodness now we've gotten to a position where we have somebody who's finally helping me in that respect. And as you grow, you'll see how important those roles really are to keep you going. But as we grow, I believe that I think that for me, I have to give myself some more personal time. I need to really set the expectation and schedule my activities based off of that.
You know, and that is really important. You know, and if you're a small business owner and you really struggle with that, I also think too is seeking support from mentors or your peers. You know, having somebody that you can really bounce things off of. You and I were really good about that. And you'll bring your challenges to me sometimes, and I'm like, well, have you looked at it about doing it this way? And, you know, and being able to bounce ideas off of a mentor or a peer or a colleague is so important. That's in the same shoes as what you're in, right? Because as small business owners, we're juggling a lot. You know, early mornings, late nights, constantly sacrificing time, vacations, you know, all these different things we sacrifice. And you have to be able to, you know, have somebody that you can talk to say, hey, I'm so stuck in the daily grind right now and I am drowning, but I need help in this area. What kind of ideas do you have? I really think it's important for you to have somebody that you can bounce ideas off of.
I totally agree. And, you know, I will tell you, I'm part of a lot of networking groups too, and it helps to talk to other people who are facing the same challenges. I'm in a women business owners group that all these women are facing the same challenges that I am. And it's kind of great to hear how they analyze the situation and what things they're putting into place to fix the problems, because then I can take that back and try to incorporate that into my own business.
That is so important. And, you know, it also gives you a different perspective and a different mindset, right? Being able to look and say, oh, well, they do it this way. I didn't think about doing it that way. It might be something that works for your business and for your team, and you're really able to get other ideas and implement things that really make your day run smoother.
It also makes you understand that you're not the only one who's experiencing the issues. I have to tell you, sometimes you feel like you're totally alone in it. You're the one who's struggling, who's overwhelmed, who, you know, feels like you don't get enough personal time, or you can't exercise, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. But at the end of the day, every single person struggles with this in some way, shape, or form. So reach out to those people, you know, get an idea. Maybe it's just somebody, a sounding board, right? I know there's many times I'll call you, Dutchin, and say, oh my gosh, I need you to think about this for me. Just listen to me. It's like the vomiting at the mouth when things are going crazy. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's just talking through it.
And I think that is so true, right? And I also think as small business owners, we really have to be so respectful of our own time and our own selves that we really have to learn to say no. And I know that you really struggle with this, and I did too for a long time, but I've gotten better.
I'm older than you, and I'm still trying to learn how to say no. It is so hard, you know, because for me, I'm a people pleaser, right? I've
me
always
too.
Been that way. And it's been so hard to learn how to say no. But now I'm having to learn to say, you know, I can't do that. I have a son that plays travel baseball, and he's like go, go, go 99% of the time. And now I'm about to be a future Gigi in a few weeks. And so there's so many things that I need to look at. And also, don't forget about the personal time with your partner. I mean, that's super important. Even though we work together, and that's a whole nother episode, work-life balance with your partner. That's super important to, you know, not forget about each other. I mean, because you're both in the day-to-day grind, and sometimes you get in those trenches and you forget. You forget what it's really like to have some quality time together.
You know, I think that's so important. And we, in the summertime, it's a little bit harder for us, but, you know, our kids are older and, you know, our grandson is, you know, there's several days that we're not, you know, helping with him and stuff like that. And we really say no sometimes. We really tell our kids, we're going out to dinner just the two of us, or we're going to go do, you know, date night just the two of us, or we're taking a trip without us. Now, are they a little disappointed sometimes because they want to go too? Yes, but that is our time together that we get to recharge, because it is a lot. And, you know, you're trying to run a business together and, you know, you really need to take time to yourself and to your spouse. So then that way you're able to nurture that relationship too. Because after all, that is your most important relationship, is your spouse and your kids.
Very true. So I think what's really important is, as we close up here today, the grind, right? I think I need to give an update on my grind on the next podcast just really quick before we deep dive into our next topic. But we want to say we thank you very much for listening to us and appreciate any feedback you have for us.
Absolutely. And I hope that I can help you and encourage you with your grind as well too, because I will tell you, the 4 a.m. wake ups really, really do get me really excited. And that's truly how my days are different. When I wake up at 4 a.m., I'm able to master the day and I feel so much better in my day. So any feedback that you can give to us, we'd love to hear from you. We'd also love to hear if you have any ideas or topics that you want us to talk about in the future.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.